You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
This week I spoke to Zoe about Northern Territory's recent decriminalisation of sex work, Malcolm Turnbull having spoken up again about Australia potentially becoming a republic, and an exciting new recycling initiative. So obviously Northern Territory politicians voted to decriminalise sex work on Tuesday night. How long has that been on the books?
So it's been a while in the making. In Australia, the first state to decriminalise sex work was New South Wales, and that was in 1995. So this push to decriminalise sex work in Australia has been going on, you know, for at least a couple of decades since New South Wales have decriminalised it. And it's a really exciting moment for the Northern Territory, especially in light of South Australia. We found out earlier this month that our decriminalisation bill wasn't passed in Parliament, so that was defeated 24-19 in this state. So it is nice to see that the second place in Australia to decriminalise sex work, it's gone through, you know, even though a couple of weeks ago we were, you know, feeling a little defeated in South Australia. And for the rest of the country, you know, there's still a little bit to go. In the ACT, private sex workers can work from a premise. However, if they're not private, it's still illegal. Victoria, illegal, but sex workers can work privately or out of registered agencies. And then in Western Australia, it's not illegal. There are laws against sex work, so every kind of place in Australia, it's difficult because every place, every state or territory is a little different, and it gets a little bit complex, and I'm not a law student or anything, so I won't be able to tell you, but it can get really complex and confusing between state to state.
Yeah.
State to state, it's all kind of different.
Look, I'm still wrapping my head around federal politics. Tell me about it. I wanted to talk about how Northern Territory's Attorney General said that it was predominantly a move to keep workers safe, which, you know, obviously makes a lot of sense. If you keep it in private, there aren't provisions for the safety. But the Attorney General said that they'll be looking at it through a business framework, which I just sort of wanted to pick apart a bit because, like...
Interesting wording.
Yeah. What do you think?
So obviously, you know, research has found that sex workers, where the trade is criminalised, they are, I think, double the risk of experiencing violence with their work, maybe even more. So obviously when we decriminalise sex work, it makes these people, when they're working, unbelievably more safe. So then to say, when we get it from a business point of view, I'm just not sure if, I mean, I'm really not sure because it's great what's happened. Maybe they're trying to sort of appeal to the masses here.
Yeah.
By saying, you know, we've decriminalised sex work, which makes this industry way safer. We're also looking at this with a business side and what this means for business in the Northern Territory. But yeah, it's hard to pick apart. But maybe it's appealing to the masses. Interesting wording, just to sort of make maybe people who are opposed to this decriminalisation feel a little bit more at ease.
Mm.
I'm not sure. Yeah, it's interesting wording.
It's odd also combined with they don't have provisions for advertising. Like the advertising still can't be done in public. Is that correct?
Yes, yeah. So with the decriminalisation, there's still some ins and outs that will be highlighted a bit more in the future. So things like advertising, you know, what does that look like, and a few other things that still needed to be figured out within this bill.
Let's move to, there's sort of been a more conversation recently again about the Australian Republican movement, which obviously to replace the Queen and Governor General with a president and make Australia its own republic. And Malcolm Turnbull headed a lot of this debate from 93 to the year 2000. Is there sort of a resurgence of that conversation? Is that why he's come out again?
So, from what I can understand, you know, he obviously has this really ingrained history of, I think he was the chair of, you know, the Republicans of Australia in his somewhat youth. And it's been the 20th anniversary very recently since we had in Australia a failed referendum to become a republic. So, it's just also the conversation around Republic is also the conversation around this comes up again before every election.
Yeah.
So especially the last election, Labor had promised to go to a plebiscite if they had won to let the people vote if they want to become a republic or not. So it's always comes up again every now and then. You know, you kind of expect it, you know, 20th anniversary or before an election. So yeah, he's still really interested in this, which is interesting. I don't recall there being much of a push when he was actually Prime Minister. And so it's interesting now that he's not Prime Minister anymore that he's saying this all again.
Yeah.
And it's also interesting that he's a Liberal politician and Liberal standing, but it's actually Labor and the Greens that really pushed for this idea of becoming a republic before the election.
Right.
But yeah, he sort of said that Australia needs to, when the failed, he's sort of reflecting on his failed referendum days and just discussing how Australia needs to sort of figure out how it would work and then go to a plebiscite instead of just going to a plebiscite and seeing if people are keen before it all works out. But I did really like, this is Malcolm Turnbull talking at this dinner, and I did really like what the opposition leader, Anthony Albanese, did say. He did say that although he does push for Australia to become a republic, he has recognised Indigenous Australians, recognising Indigenous Australians in the Constitution was the first sort of priority, which is what there was talks a few months ago about going to a plebiscite to recognise Indigenous Australians in the Constitution. And he has said that he would make that his first priority before ever going to a republic, which is, it just seems like the absolute right step.
So to finish on a little bit of a lighter note, Lysella was interviewed by Radio New Zealand recently for their solution to problematic plastic recycling. Obviously, plastic takes ages, years and years and years and years to break down because it's so durable. If you burn it, it's toxic smoke. But end-of-life plastics is sort of this move that Lysella has adopted new technology to enact just a processing of plastics that cannot be recycled. Is that a big conversation at the moment in Australia?
Do you know what? It's really interesting. It's not on the radar, I would say. I have obviously found news articles about this, but it's not massive because considering how exciting it is. So they've found this way to turn plastic back into, I think it was like oil or into other plastics. It's really sort of ingenious way, and it's an Australian company, and it's very exciting. Not massively on the radar, though, which is interesting.
Yeah, it is.
The company and the government, I believe, is sort of in the talks, and they should be because this is a really exciting process.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.